This is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. It's been 47 years since a human walked on the moon, but today in Seville, Spain, European ministers are talking about funding options for the European Space Agency to make it happen again. The BBC's Jonathan Amos has more from the busy gathering.
Well, you've probably heard that the United States is intent on going back to the moon. It's got a series of missions. It's calling Artemis. The first one to put astronauts on the moon is called Artemis 3. And that'll take place in 2024. That's the target date. We'll see if that happens. But when the astronauts go, they'll travel in a crew capsule called Orion. And the back end of that crew capsule, it has a propulsion unit, and that is provided by European industry. And part of this meeting here in Seville is to secure the funds to purchase more of those sort of propulsion units to go on future Orion capsules. So Europe really wants to be part of the return to the moon. Of course, the big incentive for Europe is that maybe in the next decade, a European astronaut will be sitting in that capsule as well. So, you know, the first European on the surface of the moon.
So for now, it's helping the U.S. space program get more astronauts to the moon.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, there will be other contributions as well. So they're proposing to have a space station around the moon. This is called Gateway. It's kind of like a mini international space station. And it'll be a pit stop, if you like, for the astronauts as they go to the moon. Europe also wants to build parts of that as well. So another part of this meeting is to secure the funds that will enable European industry to build a module, a habitation module where astronauts could live. But also, again, if I can call it like a pit stop, it's the entrance to the station where spacecraft would dock, and it would also have big windows so the astronauts could look back to Earth and look down on the surface of the moon and also direct robotic operations on the outside of this space station. So a lot to discuss here, and also ministers from the different countries are going to have to get their checkbooks out if they want to see any of this take place.
Now, it isn't just lunar projects that these ministers are talking about. What are some of the other ideas they're considering? Climate research is among them?
Well, that's a topical issue, isn't it? And this is a key meeting for what they call Copernicus. Now, this is the biggest Earth observation program in the world. It's a series of satellites that's procured by the European Space Agency, although owned by the European Union. And these have been taking a health check on planet Earth for the last few years. They have six going up at the moment. And they want another six as well with different sensors on them that will look at different aspects of the health of the Earth. And ministers here have to get the checkbooks out again to fund those future missions. It's kind of like a scratch my back and I'll scratch yours, in the sense that they bid against different programs, hoping to get R&D contracts back. So this is a very important meeting for driving the global competitiveness of European industry. And Earth observation, studying the climate, studying Earth, making the spacecraft that do that is an essential part of it.
And Britain is one of those countries pulling out its checkbook. Interestingly, it's looking to increase its spending in these projects by 15%.
Yes, well, they've indicated for a few months now that they want to increase their subscription. It's about $390 million currently per year. It's likely to increase here by more than 15%, that subscription. And that'll allow Britain to take the lead on a number of new ventures. I have to say, it's been a bit chaotic, if I can use that word, the last few days about precisely how much money the delegation would have as they arrived here. But that does seem to have been settled, and now they can go into the negotiating room and start to put money down on the table. What will be interesting to see is how hard they go into Copernicus, this Earth observation program, because, as I say, it is owned by the European Union, and of course the UK is set to leave the European Union. It would then have to reassociate to join as a third country if it really wanted to continue participating at a top level, but that is something that would come only after Brexit.
Indeed, Brexit is always part of the conversation. The BBC's Jonathan Amos in Seville, Spain. Thank you.
Good stuff.